As you've been hearing, Liam Payne, who shot to fame in the band One Direction, has died at a hotel in Argentina after falling from a third floor balcony. Police are investigating. He was 31. He was the father of a 7-year-old son. Liam Payne was in Buenos Aires to attend a concert of his former bandmate, Mullingar man Niall Horan. Earlier, we spoke to Valena Isibar, an editor with the Buenos Aires Herald, and she told us what's known so far.
So far, what we can confirm from speaking to sources in the police and emergency services is that Liam Payne fell from a third floor of a hotel in an internal patio of the hotel and died immediately of his injuries. That's as much as we can truly confirm, as well as the fact that when hotel staff called the 911 emergency service, they were describing a man who was acting aggressively, potentially under the influence of alcohol or perhaps drugs. But without an autopsy, we don't have details as to, you know, to what extent that actually happened, what was going on.
It's probably difficult to piece together timings at this stage, but is it known if police were called to the hotel prior to Liam Payne's fall from the balcony?
That's a very good question. As of right now, we don't have an exact time of death, but around five, we have this window where emergency services were called at 5:04, but apparently there began to be sort of incidents at around 5. And once the police arrived on the scene minutes later, hotel staff described like a big, like a crashing sound. And that's when they go and they find him, right? So I can't give you an exact minute, you know, timeline, but that's more or less what we're working with, from between 5 and 5:10.
And after that, what happened from there? Was he then taken, emergency services called, was he taken to hospital?
No, he wasn't taken to hospital. I'm glad you've asked that question, because I have seen that floating around. From speaking to emergency services, he was dead when they arrived. And so they didn't take him to hospital. They tried to resuscitate him. They, you know, obviously immediately started trying to provide medical attention, but he was dead when they arrived. And the head of the SAME, which is the Buenos Aires Emergency Service, gave an interview, which we quoted the Buenos Aires Herald, and I've seen sort of making the rounds, that, you know, there was really nothing that could be done. He had really severe injuries. We don't have an autopsy, but he did have a cranial fracture. And the way he described it was that his injuries were incompatible with life. So there was just no way that he could have survived, unfortunately. But no, he was in, and his body remained in the hotel until about 8:40 in the evening. Given the circumstances, you know, the emergency services were notified and the judiciary is also involved, and they sent forensic scientists onto the scene. They arrived at about 7:30 and they did a sort of preliminary, you know, investigation, and they've been looking into it. And then his body was removed at 8:40. So he, you know, Liam's body was in the hotel the entire time. It wasn't taken to hospital. And we don't have the results of whatever the forensic scientists have found so far, because that is now in the hands of the judiciary, and the judiciary has to authorize whether or not that can be made publicly available, depending on whether there has to be a further investigation as to what happened.
And Valin, what's known about his time in Buenos Aires? It's understood he was there to attend a concert of one of his former One Direction bandmates, Niall Horan. Of course, he's from Mullingar in Ireland.
Yes, he checked in to the hotel a week ago, actually, on October 10th by himself, but he was ostensibly there to attend the show. He said hello to fans from the audience, and he also attended a Paul McCartney show. So, you know, plenty of concert going. He was also really active on social media, on Snapchat. He actually posted a selfie about an hour before he passed, although it's not entirely clear as to when the photo was taken, but he was saying, you know, lovely time in Argentina. So he seemed to have been enjoying his stay here, from what we could gather.
And that was Valin Isibar speaking to me from Buenos Aires.